Welcome, guys, to our show today. This is our second run at doing a show. The first one that we did, we realized that, wait, I can't do that show. We already did it. Phil repeated the Dave Slavman show.
Right, by mistake. So we took that and crap canned it. And here is a show that I don't remember. And generally, when I don't remember these shows, they're pretty good.
We meet a member of Dave Blattner's office cleaning crew, a guy who throws away waste paper baskets. He doesn't empty them. He just throws them away. Also, Karen Abernathy, archaeologist, is back. Wow. Who are these people? We're going to find out. We'll find out now with, it's Karen Abernathy and a member of Dave Blattner's office cleaning crew that throws away the waste paper basket, not just the waste. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Hey, welcome, guys. It's a Thursday. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. The greatest value on light other than porn. General Galen Shaw is with me, Margaret and Bud. We also have, I think we're going to get a visit today from Karen Abernathy, the professor of, what is that?
It's anthropology. Or it's called archaeology.
What is that? And is that a real,
I don't know, Phil, but the guy is, as you know, has been studying the Titanic.
Do we have this guy on already? This is the guy that pronounced it.
Yeah, he pronounced it Titanic. You know,
right, right. So what's he going to say?
I don't know. He's going to talk about the submersible.
I don't want to get into that at all.
I understand. I told him we don't want any descriptions of that. It was a great tragedy. But he's going to be bringing to us information about why the Titanic sunk and why it was not safe to operate at a crush level depth.
Why what wasn't safe?
The Titanic.
Do you understand the Titanic was not a submarine?
Yeah, we understand that, but that's, see, it sunk.
Okay, never mind. I don't want to know. Welcome to the show. Phil, this was you. You just wouldn't... I know that, but I... Welcome to our show. It's Phil Hendry. It's a Thursday. It's the 29th of June. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing, man. July's coming up. The weather's finally warmed up here in California.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Finally warmed up, man. I mean, I was getting scared because it was cold and it was dreary and it sucked. And I'm getting sick of this because I recognize there's climate change. I realize the weather's changing. I know all of that, but I'm getting sick of it.
Jesus.
Yeah. Anyway, it got warm. Got back from Florida on Monday where it's always warm. In fact, let me tell you this. The weather in South Florida, the weather in Miami and Fort Lauderdale blew every chicken in the coop. However... when we went down to Key West, it was fantastic.
Well, we saw the pictures on Instagram.
Yeah, so go to Instagram. There's just a couple of pictures there of Jackie and I. We went snorkeling in Key West. Now, here's the thing. As I mentioned in the pre-show, I'm a really good swimmer. I've been swimming since I was a kid. I got thrown into a pool at the age of... this is how my father taught us how to swim. We were driving to Canada to visit our relatives. I must have been 5 years old. He would just pick us up and throw us in the pool. Does that sound cruel? Does that sound irresponsible? You got that right.
All right, yeah.
You're kidding.
No, it wasn't that bad. I mean, he would jump in with us, but pretty much there wasn't any swimming lessons. But here it is. Here's the water. Go, you know. So ever since I was a kid, and then I took, you know, swimming lessons. I was... took some swimming in college and began to learn all kinds of groovy ass strokes. But here's the thing. Down in Marathon, you know, I've snorkeled the Caribbean. I've snorkeled California. There's no real good snorkeling in California. I hate to break the news. Maybe over in Catalina a little bit. I snorkeled in Hawaii. The Caribbean is real good. Key West is good. Probably Key Largo is good. Marathon, I'm sorry, you know, I just have to tell you, the water's too deep. There was a really super strong current. And the coral reef out there is in very bad shape, man. You're looking at a dying reef. And what we did is we snorkeled around this lighthouse, the ruins of a lighthouse. But anyway, so I get this from Jackie. She says to me, buddy system, you got to stay with me. You quit paddling ahead of me. I go, okay. You're always, you know, you're way ahead of me, and I'm trying to look around where you are. You have to stay with me because my legs aren't as long as yours. I'm short. Yes, she's 5 foot two.
Eyes are blue.
Knock it off, man.
All right, God damn.
5 foot two. All right.
Yeah, she is 5 foot two, and she does have eyes of blue. And man, if I hear that song, oh my God, he balled his fist up. Oh my God, he balled his hand up into a fist.
He said he balled his fist up.
I'm gonna wait. Hey, hold on for a minute.
Watch it, bud.
Where was I? You're down in the... You almost drowned. I didn't almost drown. What happened was this. So she says, stay with me. So it's the very end of the day, and I look at her, and I see the boat's about 50 yards away. So let's go, because it's getting late. She goes, okay. Well, she doesn't swim as fast as I do. She can't. She doesn't have as long a legs, and she's paddling along, and I'm kind of hanging back with her because I don't want to lose track of her. And at the same time, I'm sort of half, you know, swimming with the fins and half dog paddling, trying to stay back with her.
What?
You know what I'm trying to say.
In other words, you had to go slow.
I had to go slow. Meanwhile, when you're going slow and you got a current that's sucking you further and further away from the boat, and this is a pretty strong current, you're fighting that current not with a good swift swimming stroke. You're fighting it with a dog paddle because you got to stay close to your buddy there, and she's just swimming along, no sweat. Until finally, it got to, I don't know, I got to within 20 yards of the boat, and I was taking some short, shallow breaths, man. I was feeling like I wasn't going to make it.
You're kidding me.
No, I mean, it wasn't that I wasn't going to make it. It was just, I was getting tired. So I told them to throw me a line.
Oh, my God.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
What a pussy. Hey, General.
I'm not kidding, Phil.
Well, what am I supposed to do, man? I was getting tired. I was, you know, I couldn't pull enough oxygen. I was getting pushed further and further away from the boat.
And so you said, please, sir. Oh, please, would you throw me a line?
I didn't say that at all.
Phil,
give me a break. What would you say to our listeners if they found themselves in the same situation?
Don't listen to the Phil Hendry Show anymore. We don't want to know you.
Yeah, right. All right.
Shut up.
Well, you brought it up.
Yeah, you brought it up. You went swimming in there, Phil. The shark circled, and now you're going, ouch, someone just bit it off.
All right. Look at, he's even laughing.
Yeah, I am. I'm laughing. Okay. I want to talk to this gentleman, and we'll get everybody's name in a minute, but you were here when the power went out, or something happened here in the studio. We weren't here. We were out of town. Was it this morning, or what happened?
Well, there was a power outage.
A power outage?
Yes, and this guy right here.
My name's Bud Dickman.
Okay. When I came into your studio, there were no lights on.
Now, you're...
Oh, I empty waste paper baskets.
This is Dave. What's your name, Dave?
I'm Dave Ettinger, and I empty the waste paper baskets.
Okay, do you work for a sanitation company or something?
No, I don't work for a No, I empty waste paper baskets here and in the Giffner building next door. And I came in, and it was dark, and there was no...
So in other words, the studio had no power.
It didn't. It looked like there was no power, yeah.
That was this morning.
That was this morning. That's what I keep... I don't stutter over here.
What is it with everybody being a smartass here?
Hey, look, Dave... Excuse me, Mr. Hendry. I didn't mean to rankle you, but what my job primarily is
emptying waste paper baskets.
Yes.
Who can I ask you who you work for?
Don Blattner.
Don Blattner.
He has the office. It's not the office cleaning company.
The office cleaning company.
Yeah, the Don Blattner company.
Somebody better stop effing with me.
Oh, no, I do. I work with Don Blattner.
Okay, I've never heard of Don. Do we hire this guy?
Yeah, you're paying them to clean the office and the studio. And my primary job
is to empty waste paper baskets.
Yes. And so to get back to what I was trying to tell you, I come in this morning and I found out, and there's no lights.
That's because we lost the internet. Or, I mean, we lost Wi-Fi.
That's got nothing to do with power.
It's not power, bud. That's the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but Mr. Hendry was telling everybody on Facebook. Well, you didn't tell anybody on Facebook, did you?
I didn't tell anybody. What happened, folks, for those of you that are following this.
But I want to make the point that I work for the Don Blattner Company emptying
waste paper baskets, yeah. Do we need to talk to this gentleman?
I don't think. Thank you very, very much. You're Dave?
Dave, I'm Dave.
All right, Dave, thank you.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm going to empty the waste paper basket.
You don't need to empty any waste paper baskets. So what happened was, hi Dave, what are you doing?
I'm just standing here at the door.
Why?
In case you want to talk to me some more, I'm just eavesdropping.
I can leave if you want.
It doesn't make any difference. Don't you have to empty waste paper baskets?
There's other waste paper baskets to empty.
That's correct. There are. There's here. There's the McDougal office next door.
Yeah.
Okay. Break my balls.
Excuse me. Come here for a minute, Dave.
Yeah?
You're on a live microphone. You know that, right?
I'm on a what?
This is a live microphone.
What do you find so funny, sir?
This is a live microphone.
Yes.
Okay. Did you know that?
I don't know what do you say a live microphone? You might as well say that's a living. When you say it's a live microphone, you're saying it's a living. It's a living organism. Isn't that what you're saying?
No, I'm not. I'm saying that the microphone's turned on, so we hear everything you say. So when you say break your you know what's, you see what I'm saying?
Oh, all right. So everyone heard me, the people that you're broadcasting to.
Yeah.
Okay, but it seemed to me like you were trying to break my balls.
See, he did it again.
Thanks very much, Dave. We can take it from here. All right.
Do you need that?
Yeah, take this waste paper basket.
There's a waste paper basket there. There's another one.
You don't need those? No, we don't need them now. You can empty them and bring them back. Oh, you want me to bring them back?
Yeah, bring them back, because you empty the waste paper baskets. What do you do with them?
Generally, I throw them away.
You throw away the...
Yeah, we don't have time for this, Mr. Henry. We have no time for this.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me. I'm telling you, we don't have time to sit here and jaw-jack with you about all that chicken stuff.
Chicken stuff, is it? This is my life.
Hey, let me tell you something, Dave. Get out of here. Take your waste paper baskets with you.
Dave, I'll talk to you in a minute. Is Blattner in the office?
Yeah, Mr. Blattner, I think, is in the office today.
What do you want to talk to him for?
I wanted to make sure that they have the schedule down.
Since when is this everybody's concern?
Phil, the Blattner Company, Don Blattner Office Cleaning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Why would it ring a bell?
It's a big company. They handle all the offices, most of the offices down here at the beach. And you don't know, who gives a shit?
Told me not to say break the balls. And now listen to you using the S-bomb.
You're Dave. You got your waste paper baskets?
I'm just checking to see if there's any more.
Now get out and throw them away or whatever you do, and we'll buy new waste paper baskets.
That's what I assume.
Good for you.
Well, what are you all pissed off about?
Look, guys, don't try me because it was a long GD day. I've told the audience, for those of you that were not privy to our...
Oh, this is gonna... Hey, sorry.
For those of you that were not privy to my... Yes?
I listened to your pre-show, Mr. Henry, when you were talking about the living hell of JetBlue, and I want to just say I felt for you very much.
Thank you very much. Are you going to be... You're just standing at the door.
I'm just seeing if there's anything...
No, we don't need you anymore.
You can go if you want.
Can I stand here and just listen in?
So,
is that a yes or a no?
No, you can't.
Yes, you can, Dave. Are you done with your work?
I, for the most part... Just, there's a waste paper basket there behind you.
Here, take this.
Take that.
Now, what do you do with these waste paper baskets again?
I throw them away.
So we have to buy new waste paper baskets every time you're here?
If they're full of stuff.
No, man, you don't throw the waste paper baskets away.
I do. That's what I do. That's what we at the Blattner Company do.
The Blattner Company is not going to throw away my waste paper baskets. I got to buy new waste. Can't believe I'm talking about this shit.
You were saying something about early in the week.
I'm just telling you guys, the week that I've had so far has not been easy. Starting with, and those of you who were privy, you're going to sit and...
I'm eavesdropping.
The week started on Monday, and those of you that were privy to the pre-show...
Yeah? I listened to your pre-show.
Okay, no more interruptions from you, Dave. Understand?
Fuck me.
What is with this guy?
Dave, watch the mouth, okay?
Sorry.
Dave, who works for the Don Blattner Company, and they're emptying
waste paper baskets? They aren't. I am.
The week started with a hellacious return from Florida to Los Angeles, a plane that was 2.5 hours late. A plane that was on the ground in L.A., sitting there for a half an hour before we found a gate. A plane that we couldn't get off the damn plane fast enough, and they had the door locked between the jetway and the gate. Then we had to go downstairs and wait for an hour. I swear to God, a full hour for our bags. And the and as I mentioned on the pre-show, the and this for those of you who are not subscribers, the pre-show comes on before.
Right. If you're a subscriber to the Phil Henry Show, so I'm giving you a encapsulated thing.
You don't look too good.
Yeah, you don't look too good, Mr. Henry. You want to have a cup? You need a cup of water or something?
I can get a cup of water if you want.
No, I don't need a cup of water. Thank you. No, bud. Thank you.
All right.
So then we get on the ground, and as I mentioned on this pre-show and during the video cast, as a matter of fact, for Monday, I think it was, I don't know when, it's been, you know, the days have run into each other. I mentioned that we then, the only professional outfit that I encountered at all on Monday were the people at the parking spot on Sepulveda, where I parked my car before I went to Florida, and there was my beautiful car, and there was the guys with the van, and I was the only, it was fantastic. They picked me up, they took me there, I got my car, I got the hell out of there.
And there was nothing, it didn't hold you up?
Didn't hang you up or anything?
No, I wasn't hung up, nothing.
You were worried about that. You were worried about the people, the parking spot, the parking spot.
Parking spot.
Parking spot might hang you up.
Is that the one on Sepulveda?
Sorry.
And again, but I want to know, if we hire a cleaning company...
What are you looking at me for, man? I've got to hire the cleaning company.
I think that's me, Phil. I think I made that call. How is it you're hiring a cleaning company? Somebody said to me, I don't know, I took a phone call.
He took a phone call here, was it about a year ago? And this was some people you had talked to, Phil.
Yeah, you talked to Mr. Henry.
Who? This guy Blattner. I never talked to anybody named Blattner. Don Blattner. I don't know. Maybe I did. What did they ask?
Well, they said that they were coming in. And I said, yeah, come on in. And they've been coming ever since. And throwing away our waste paper baskets every time they empty one?
They don't empty it.
Yeah, they don't empty it, Mr. Henry.
We don't empty it, Mr. Henry. We just take it and we throw it away. You understand? So that's what we do.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever... Don't comment. I don't need to hear an opinion, Dave. I'm just telling you. That's the stupidest thing that I've ever heard of in my life. And I don't know how much money we're spending around here for waste paper baskets, bud. What is it?
Well, I mean, once a week I go out and buy four or five of them.
Yeah. Once a week?
Phil, as the kids say, don't start losing your shit. Margaret, no, don't start losing your S-H-I-T because you don't remember being in on these business decisions. This is the Blattner Company.
This is the Blattner Company. That's what they do.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, we at the Blattner Company... When we say we're going to empty a waste paper, see, right now I see a waste paper basket over here.
Don't touch it.
Why?
Don't touch it.
My job is to empty the...
No, I don't want you to touch it because you're going to throw the whole thing away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, look at this guy. Yeah. A week ago, we were asshole buddies. Now,
why don't you guys watch the language around here? Dave, why don't you go and empty some waste paper baskets next door?
Okay.
So how much... I don't even want to know how much money we've spent on waste paper baskets for a week.
Probably, yeah, about four or five.
About four or five. That's when they come in once a week. They take them and throw them right into the dumpster outside.
Well, I can't believe that you guys don't see what an enormous waste that is.
How are we supposed to know, Phil, if that's the way you want to do things? I'm not here to quibble with that.
So, as I mentioned, and here we are now, what is this, Thursday? I don't believe it's already Thursday, man. It seems like... So, all of that having been said... Here we are. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I just talked to some guy from the Blattner Company about our waste paper baskets. This is starting to get really weird, man, you know?
Your world, my man. We're just the homeless sitting on a sidewalk in it.
You got that right.
My world, you're just the homeless sitting on a sidewalk.
Well, you think that's funny.
I didn't think it was very funny.
Hi, folks. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show for this Thursday. And we thank the guy from the Blattner Company again for coming in. And laying that on me, man, that's about the weirdest bunch of shit that I ever heard in my life. And yes, I know I said the S word. I'm sorry. What do you want from me? Last week, we had Mr. Karen Abernathy, Dr. Karen Abernathy. I don't know what he is.
He's a professor.
Dr. Abernathy?
Yes.
Are you a doctor?
I am a doctor of anthropology, as I mentioned.
Oh, that's right. That's a combination of
anthropology and archaeology.
All right, now, we had you on last week from Florida, and you were talking about the Titanic.
Correct, yes.
Now, I don't want to get into specifics. I know this the terrible tragedy of that immersible. I don't
want to talk about.
I would never do that, Mr. Henry. I can tell you I'm not one of these individuals. I'm not a late-night talk show host guest.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, no, I would never do that. That was a tragedy. My interest is in the Titanic. And the...
May I ask you something?
If you're going to ask me about how I pronounce Titanic, my advice...
Don't do it.
Yeah, my advice is don't do it.
Don't do it, Margaret.
Why shouldn't she do it?
Why can't I do it?
Are you getting up and leaving again?
Yes, I am.
All right, okay. Just sit down.
Don't ever do that. Don't do that.
Why? You know, it's very funny. For a guy who has a show like I do, I can't control anybody on the show.
I'm a professor of anthropology or archaeology. You can say what you want. You can rub yourself against that any way that you want. But what I will not do is discuss how I pronounce Titanic. I got 101 problems. Pronouncing Titanic ain't one of them. You know what I'm saying? So...
All right, so you don't want to talk about it.
No, I will not.
Okay, let's talk about the Titanic and what... Well, we're not going to talk about the submersible.
No, I do not want to talk about it.
All right. What is there to talk about then with the Titanic?
Nothing. There's nothing to talk about. No, because most of the news about the Titanic has come from this submersible, and my understanding now, the Canadian Coast Guard, as well as the United States Coast Guard, as well as the Horizon Arctic, which is the vessel used by the government of Canada to bring the debris of this submersible to the surface, this is at present time now being assessed.
Right, okay. So we don't... No. There's nothing to talk about?
What do you mean there's nothing to... I'm here to talk about the Titanic.
All right, well, let's talk about the Titanic. I call it Titanic, but I'm not going to ask you. What can we talk about?
Well, we can talk about the fact that the Titanic is 13,000 feet below the sea, below where the water is.
The surface of the sea.
Yes, the surface. I was going to say 13,000 from where the top of the water is, then you go down.
Yeah, you go down 13,000 feet.
Yes. Now, understand, I know, Mr. Henry, that you had a brother that was in the United States Navy. Is that correct?
Yes, I did.
All right, moving on. I love to wear beach thongs.
Wait a minute. Wait, what did you ask me about my brother for?
I was just asking you. He was in a nuclear submarine, correct?
Phil's brother was in the SS Barb, right, Phil?
My brother served on the USS Barb, which was a nuclear submarine in the early to mid-1960s.
That's nice. Why don't you just pull it out and wave it around some more?
Didn't you just ask me about my brother?
I did, yes. But here is the thing that I want to talk about, but I can't. Here's the thing I want to talk about, which is the Titanic and the crush level depth at which you can safely operate a craft.
Are we talking? You didn't want to talk about the submersible.
I'm not talking about the submersible. I'm talking about the Titanic.
The Titanic is not a submarine.
Hey, now you get it.
What's to get?
The ship was on the top of the water, and then it hit an iceberg, and the iceberg caused a hole that made the water go in, and then it went down, way down.
Yeah.
Well, why are you looking at me like I just crawled out from a garbage dump?
No, I'm not. No, sir. What do you want to talk about?
What are we talking about here, Doctor?
My name is Karen Abernathy.
Dr. Abernathy?
Yes. We're talking about the crush level depth at which a vehicle can operate safely.
But you don't want to talk about the submersible.
He's getting up and leaving.
Sit down.
I told you. Then what are we talking about?
The Titanic. What are you, jokers, deaf?
Who would ever operate the Titanic or the Titanic?
Yeah, don't like saying it that way, do you?
It's a little troubling that you've got us talking that way.
Well...
Who would ever operate the Titanic at a crush level depth?
Yeah, who would? And yet it was done, wasn't it? It hit the iceberg and went way, way, way down.
In other words, it sunk.
It's sunk. Well, here I go again.
Oh, you're the guy now, I remember. You can't say... I can't even say it.
You can't say the word sunk.
The Titanic hit an iceberg. And what I'm trying to tell you is, you can't safely operate a vehicle like that at extreme depths.
Of course not. Why would they?
Okay.
Why are you getting up and leaving?
I don't like being yelled at. Please sit down, Doctor. Why would they? That's a very good question, and yet they insisted on it, didn't they?
No, they did not. They hit an iceberg, which blew a hole in the hull that forced it to sink. I don't think anybody intended the Titanic to be sailing or to navigate at 13,000 feet deep.
No, they did not. They did not intend that. Had they would have made a much stronger ship. And I maintain to you that the Titanic, once it went down from way on top of the water and went down, 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 it reached crush level depth, and then it didn't matter because it was already sinking and there was no one on board, we hope anyway. I'm hoping and praying there was no one on board. But had there been anyone on board, the hull would have collapsed as it went way, way down. As it sank. As it sinked.
Yeah, you have a problem saying it.
Now, let me tell you what. I got a lot of problems. You ain't one of them.
No, I'm not trying to be. You're the guy.
You're the one that can't say sink.
The Titanic stinked it.
What is it with you anyway, okay? This is the second time we've had you on the show.
Hey. Watch it, friend.
Don't push me. Wait a minute, you guys.
All right, thanks very much. We're all done with Dr. whatever your name is.
I'm Karen Abernethy, okay?
I thought it was Abercrombie.
That too. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by this joker.
Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, Podcast 1.
Yeah, I'm Phil Henry. Thanks so much. We'll see you tomorrow.
Well, I'll get out of here, man, will you?
You too, Dave.
There's a waste paper basket.
Waste paper basket.